Friendship According to Humphrey, Chapter 13, Show Business, Snow Business. My classmates were still talking about the party on Monday. Even Mrs. Brisbane chuckled when Richie told the story of my triumphant appearance. But there was something else to talk about, Og's surprise. Bert Brisbane had built Og a genuine swimming pool. Instead of a large bowl of water, a whole section of the glass box was water, while the rest of it was built up all around with lush green plants. It was a terrific surprise, and I felt just a tiny pang of green-eyed jealousy. Then I noticed that Og's grin looked more like a real smile this time. I guess we'd both had good weekends after all. After everyone admired the swimming pool, Mrs. Brisbane got down to business. The poetry festival is less than 2 weeks away. We've got to finalize our selections, memorize the poems, finish the artwork, and make our Valentine's Day mailboxes. From that moment on, there was a mad flurry of activity. Some students retreated to the cloakroom to memorize their poems. Others drew pictures for the bulletin board, while another group made Valentine mailboxes using glue, glitter, paint, crayons, buttons, lace, and stickers. Don't worry, Mrs. Brisbane didn't forget to teach us math, science, geography, social studies, and spelling. Believe me, she'd never do that. But in between, my classmates worked like crazy on poetry and Valentine's. Our room mothers, Mrs. Hopper and Mrs. Patel, came in to help for 2 days. At night, it was just Og and me in room 26. I wondered what he had done at the Brisbane's house over the weekend as I watched him swimming and diving in his new pool. He could make a lot more noise splashing around in it. Each night I got a little more annoyed until one night I realized why. Here we were, side by side, but I still felt lonely. We had communicated a little, and he'd helped me once, but I still wasn't sure if we were friends. It was time to find out. I opened the lock that doesn't lock, gathered up my courage. I walked over to his glass house and said, "Hello, Og." Abruptly, Og turned toward me. I must admit, my hamster heart skipped a beat. Was he going to leap at me again? "Look, maybe I haven't been much of a pal to you, Og. Maybe I was even a little jealous, but I'd like to try again." This time, instead of leaping, he dove into the water with a gigantic splash. The water splashed up to the top of the box, through the screen, onto my nice dry fur. And if there's one thing hamsters hate, it's wet fur. My usually fluffy golden coat was drippy, droopy, and dull. If Og was looking for attention, he was about to get it. "Thanks for nothing, Og," I squeaked. "I just want you to know that I have a million friends. So I don't really care if you're my friend or not. So if you're thinking you should be my pal, just forget it." Og just stared at me with that same old smile. "And remember that time you leaped at me?" I continued. "You didn't even scare me." Not wanting to press my luck, I scampered back into my cage. I'd finally told him off. But I didn't feel better, not one bit. Thursday was the gloomiest day I'd ever seen outside. But inside room 26, the students were far from gloomy. Heidi and Gail were best friends again. Tabitha was friendly with Seth, Saya, Miranda, everybody. The poems were coming along as well. No one except me seemed to notice that it was gray, gray, gray outside. In the afternoon, it began to snow. I hopped on my wheel and watched giant circles of lace float to the ground. That sounded so good, I wrote it in my notebook. Giant circles of lace. Those words might turn into a poem someday. The snow continued falling after school let out. It was pretty with all those lacy circles tumbling down from the sky. After a while, the lacy circles turned into a thick blanket of white. It was so quiet you could have heard a frog burp. Not that Og ever did. He was as silent as the snowflakes. I knew something was terribly wrong when Aldo didn't show up to clean that night. There were no cars in the parking lot and just one parked car on the street. It looked more like a giant snowball than a car. I counted the hours until morning would arrive. The snow continued falling until it reached the top of the wheels on the parked car. The carpet of snow was beautiful, but the silence made my fur stand up on end. I missed AJ's loud voice, Mandy's complaints, and Gail's giggles. When the bell rang for the start of school on Friday, a funny thing happened. Nobody showed up. Not Mrs. Brisbane, not Garth, not Miranda, nobody. There were no cars in the parking lot, no buses pulling in. The snow showed no signs of stopping. I was snowed in with Og the Frog.